Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Dirt and Sprague.
Ball between the hash marks. High formation. Counter give to Taylor. Cuts at the five.
It is! It's in! Touchdown! Walk-on! The Colts in Berlin with a walk-off touchdown by Jonathan Taylor with his third rushing touchdown today.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Brissett, Lutz gets hit again. Ball bounces. Are you kidding me? It goes to D-Log in. Another touchdown. Seahawks. Holy catfish.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Row City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. The Fan Sports Network. Yes, indeed. The party rolls on here. Happy Monday, everybody.
What is happening?
Hello, Andy.
Hello, everybody. How was the weekend? Everybody have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Had a nice little weekend.
Had a great
household.
Weekend.
Yeah, Swigard's feeling good out of the weekend.
Pilots are 3-0.
Hey, look at that. Gotta get him. Hit him with it.
No one cares.
Right. Well, technically, he cares. So technically, one person cares.
You're right.
We need to adjust the drop to one person. Cares. That's what we need.
I think Leggins cares.
Yeah, that's true. Two people care. And
that's
the team.
Correct.
So how many kids are on the team? You got 25.
Well, okay. All right.
Less than 50 people care. I think that's a little more fair, you know?
Yeah, administration cares.
Yeah, that's true. That's they got a few.
Like 1,000 people care.
Way to go, Pilots. 3-0, baby. Undefeated.
Yeah, nice weekend. It was the 13th wedding anniversary.
Yes. What did you do?
Congratulations.
It's a big number. Lucky number 13.
The Duck game kind of ruined it,
yeah,
to be honest
yeah.
with you. Yeah.
Right in the middle of the day on Saturday.
Well, and it's just like, hey, 12:40 start. Went from 12:30 to 12:40.
Oh, super delayed by CBS. What are we doing here?
And then, of course, we've got to take every commercial break we possibly can.
Have to milk it as much as we can.
And a game that's going to largely just have guys running, which you would think would make the clock run.
You would think it would go really quick, and it didn't go quick.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah.
and it's like 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And I'm
yeah.
like, is this game ever going to end?
Yeah.
So it was a good anniversary, low key, nondescript, went to dinner, but man, that game just like sucked the midday out of everything.
You texted that in the, I think it was late third quarter, and I hadn't even really thought about it because you're so engrossed in what's happening and
sure.
you know, the back and forth and the ebb and flow of it. And you texted how long the game was taking. And then I looked down at my watch. I'm like, God, he's right. I don't think either team's completed a pass in like 45 minutes, and somehow we're still in the third quarter.
Well, I hadn't thought about it either.
3 hours into this thing, man.
But my wife left to run some errands. She came back. She goes, this game is still on? And I looked down, and I'm like,
254?
Yeah. 6 minutes left in the third?
We got a ways to go here.
Yeah.
We're not even close to being done right now.
This is crazy.
It's eating up my whole middle of the Saturday, man.
So, you know, sans that, it was a nice, delightful, low-key anniversary. I was the only one to give a gift.
You were the only one, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't get a gift for the anniversary?
Well, we don't do gifts.
You went above and beyond?
Now,
how is that viewed? Because that bothers me. My wife will do that sometimes. We'll go into an anniversary or a holiday or something. We'll be like, let's not do anything. And then we'll both be on the same pact of not doing anything. And then she'll buy something.
That's kind of what we do for Christmas.
And then it's like, wait, whoa. Now I'm the, I thought we were on the same page here. I thought we had discussed this.
I think that means no extravagant or big gift.
Nothing over the top.
Is the wife's gift usually a big, nice, extravagant gift?
One time she did, yeah. One time she got me a custom golf bag.
Damn.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
I said.
Nothing.
We were on the pact. We had a pact. We shook on it. We had a deal here.
Oof, no.
Exactly.
It's one thing,
now you know how I feel.
If it's a little gift that's something very personal, you know, something like
something a small touch, totally fine.
Yeah.
Like if it's under $25,
exactly.
Something cute, little, like, hey, I just saw this, and
totally
this
fair. Happened, and I knew you liked this or something.
I was
like
upset,
that.
But I love that golf bag. But what are we doing?
But yeah, you get a custom golf bag.
If you're going to buy that, that's fine. At least let me know so I can match the same energy.
Exactly.
I'm okay doing it. I just thought we were on the same page here.
So you hate. What you hate is being left as the guy who wasn't considerate more than you dislike getting the gift, obviously, right?
That is 100% correct.
So, like, for me, there was a book she really wanted, like, a week ago. I went to the bookstore because my kid wanted to go.
Sure.
And the book literally didn't come out until the day after I was there.
Oh.
So I went, maybe that's something I could get for her. She wants it anyway.
Yeah.
And then I also got her, like, I tend to go to sleep before her. She tends to read. So instead of having our bright ass lamps on,
you got one of the reading lights.
One of these lights that like clips to the back of the book and it like folds over, so
brilliant,
it perfectly highlights just her pages.
It's almost a gift for you too. It's kind of a double gift there.
Well, so you're giving me credit, which I appreciate, but here's the problem: she asked me to get her that for Christmas.
And you forgot
because she is.
You're only 11 months late. I mean, you know, you made
it. No, this Christmas.
Oh, she wanted it next time. You reminded me last Christmas.
Well, she's the worst person to buy a gift for.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is when I gave her the book, I didn't wrap it. I gave her the book in the light, and I said, happy anniversary. And she goes, well, I didn't get you anything. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's okay.
That's all right. Yeah.
And she goes, I ordered this book. It was ready for me to pick up at fill-in-the-blank store today. And I went,
yeah.
I figured that was going to be the case, but I wanted to make sure you had it today. And
sure. Can you cancel the order at least? Or is she just going to
cancel it? Okay. Yeah,
so you didn't have to double up the same book.
The problem is, I'm going to run into this in the next month, is like, she literally is the worst person to buy a gift for.
Yeah, it's not easy.
You're not buying a wife clothes.
No.
Right? Because you're either going to suggest something that only you really like.
Yeah. With
this
dumb.
Put this underwear up your butt.
Victoria's Secret.
Right? Yeah. And then it's like, cool, a gift for you, really.
Sure.
You're not going to get them like, what are you going to buy? Shoes? You're not going to buy shoes?
No.
She buys
I don't even know
everything.
If I can tell you what size shoe my wife wears. I don't even know. Like, if you ask me, like, hey, go buy your wife a pair of shoes, I could guesstimate. I don't know if I can tell you that off the top of my head.
Yeah, my wife's feet small. So, like, I just go, hey, you got small shoes?
Yeah, what's the small size you got?
I mean,
here?
Look at that shoe. Does that look roughly? So, there's really just nothing I can buy her. So, the gifts I got her were, like, already gifts. She basically was like, hey, get this.
Yeah. I feel like you've gotten to the point now where you just got to do, like, experiences for gifts. Is that part? Like, what is she, like, doing? Does she, like, going places? You know, little vacations here or there? That's almost the better path now because it seems like, and my wife's the same, primarily because Amazon Prime exists and there's a box at the door every day.
Yeah, delivery shopping has ruined everything.
Nullified any advantage really that has. We used to have. Yeah. And now we're always playing road games.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult. The environment's tough.
We're always down 10 going
always,
into the fourth
you know who
on
we
road.
Are? We're Justin Herbert and the Chargers. We never get a home game anymore. Every game's a road game and there's terrible towels everywhere.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the route that I've tried to go in recent years of like, let's book a trip somewhere. Let's go to a winery for an afternoon. I'll get you a massage, or you like doing yoga. Here's an hour yoga session. You know, those kind of things are more manageable that she doesn't usually buy. Anything she like, you know, superficial, is that's the word I'm looking for. It's not going to do anything because she's already bought it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually pretty good at having like a beach getaway.
Yeah.
I think it was...
Because she likes going to the coast, right?
Yeah, I think she noted last anniversary we went to the coast.
Oh, for the anniversary?
For a weekend getaway anniversary, because I think it was Friday... So we did the show, and then we left right after the show.
A little wraparound weekend there.
And then, I came back like Sunday afternoon-ish.
Sure.
And she's like, you know, we did last anniversary, and I had like that second of like,
what did I do?
Oh, that's she's right. like, went to the beach, and I'm like... Yeah, we could have done that. That would have been smart by me.
Could have watched Oregon. It was a nice weather weekend, too. Would have been a good weekend to be at the beach.
How many times in your life is your anniversary going to land on a Saturday, too?
Not very often, right? You got to wait a while until that thing comes on a Saturday again.
Once every 7 years.
Yeah.
Touche.
You'll be at the 20-year anniversary by the time you get another Saturday anniversary.
I did get kind of weird with her. We were talking in the car about like how it's been 13 years and how weird that is. And I said, I did the calculations. If we're lucky at best, we only get four more of these 13-year celebrations in our lives. She goes, what?
What are you talking about?
I just kept adding 13 to my age. Like, you know how we're going to be the next 13?
Plus another 13. Yeah. Plus another 13.
Bro, I got to 91 or something. Yeah. I'm like, ooh. We're probably going to be dead by that anniversary.
We're pushing it there. We're pushing it. That's getting a little aggressive if we're going to make it.
She's going to be the really old Asian woman that's like hunched over walking by herself because I've been dead for 10 years because I'm white and I'm going to die at like 82 years old.
Usually the way it works.
Yeah, that's how it's all.
She'll still
go.
Be enjoying that reading light. They'll be like, hey, look at this. I still got this. I can read at night. I don't have to have my bright lamp. Bomb, baby.
The batteries still work.
The batteries working. I loved Brandon. He was so nice to me.
So it was okay, minus the midday duck game. And then it was it was nice to, I had a buddy go to the Oregon State game.
Ooh. Wow.
Not a Beef fan, by the way.
Ooh.
Like, massive Duck family.
What?
Like, they were sending me pictures doing the O on the Reeser Concourse.
Ooh.
And
why would you choose to go to that game if you had no skin in that game?
He told me why, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't say this to him, but I still was like,
that's lame.
What an awful choice by you.
7 o'clock kick against Sam Houston State.
More like 7:20.
Did they stay the whole time?
What? Well, yeah, it came down to the wire.
I mean, who cares? It came down to the wire.
I just want to be honest at the front, because I know not everybody's going to hear that. I didn't watch a second of that game. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not good for the show's purposes. I'm not watching one more second of Oregon State football the rest of the season. I don't even care when they play the Cougs again. I'll just check the score and be like, cool.
Yeah, the second round of the Pac-2 Championship Series, game two of the two-game series, and see how it goes.
I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, I wonder if they've closed that thing out because it got tight, I saw.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they lost?
Yeah.
They lost?
I went to bed and it was 17-0 because I was tired and not feeling great this weekend. I'm like, all right, let's catch up on some Z's. Long Saturday, a big sweat in the afternoon in Kinnick.
Exactly.
It's an emotional roller coaster. I could use
spent.
A little extra Z's tonight. And I went to bed. I'm like, let's check this. Let's one more glance.
Yeah.
Sam Houston, just to make sure we're prepared. 17-0. Okay. All right. We're fine. Go to bed. Wake up. Excuse me? What?
How?
What?
Winsert to punt it away. Bearcats bringing it in. They block it. Chance for a return here for Sam Houston. It's Brody Henderson, the freshman. He's a house call. Sam Houston leading here in Corvallis. Brody Henderson takes the block punt to the house.
That's the Sam Houston State guy?
They have a radio broadcast?
Sounds like, is he a college kid? Is he
19 years old? The Bearcat Sports Network.
What channel? First of all,
where is Sam Houston State?
I don't know. I was just going to ask, where is
Texas.
Sam Houston?
It's not actually, it's just outside of Houston. I forget the
It is in Huntsville, Texas.
There you go.
Huntsville,
what
Texas.
What radio station is like, we need the rights to Sam Houston football?
Gotta have those rights, man.
And also, that guy, is that pay? Does Sam Houston pay to be play-by-play? Or they're like, you get a free trip out of it?
I think it pays, but you know, you're not making a good living.
All football play-by-play in Texas pays.
I think it pays.
At any level.
I'd imagine I would start the salary for the Sam Houston State play-by-play guy around $45,000 a year.
Who makes more? I think that's very high. I would venture to guess Swag makes more as the pilots guy than
I'd be
that
willing to
guy
guess
does.
That, too. I'd be willing to guess that.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I also saw that they got on the C-Dub. I guess I didn't notice this because I didn't watch much of it either. I checked the score on my phone and
then
went
to bed.
Did
you actually watch any of it?
I watched about 6 minutes of it in the first quarter.
I watched the very end after that.
So you flipped over as the thing
wife
was
and
unwinding.
I watched a movie.
What movie?
We watched, what was it called?
Sounds like a great movie.
No. It was on Netflix.
Fell asleep halfway
it was this, it was like a political thriller. It's fairly new.
Oh.
A House of Dynamite or something like that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Where a undetected nuclear missile gets launched coming at the United States.
House of Dynamite.
Got to subvert the missile from hitting the president.
And back to the 80s, huh?
It was modern. It was set in modern day.
Ooh.
And how did they miss it? And from all the different perspectives of who's dealing with what, from the president to the Situation Room.
What are we grading this movie?
It was graded pretty well. It was well done. It was a little, so they left it unresolved.
Now we're going part two. Oh,
at the end.
House of Dynamite number two.
No, there won't be a part two. It's a standalone. You can't do a part two from that.
Oh, don't underestimate them.
If it makes money, they'll find a way to do it.
So, yeah. So that was over, and wife was tired. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. And so I saw before we started the movie, it was like 17 zip, second quarter. I was like, all right.
Yeah, we're fine.
Flipped over, 21-17. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
The Oregon State Beavers were playing football.
Yeah, that happened.
Goodness.
Yeah,
my buddy sent me a photo of his seats and like, hey, you know, here's the concourse. We're throwing up the Oregon O, ha ha, in your face, which I'm like, weird season to troll me. I couldn't care less at this point. He sent me the photo from his seat. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Pretty sparse.
It was depressing because I got a good stadium overview of what it looked like at kickoff. And it was like,
a lot of work.
We had a conversation on Friday about senior night and will people go down to support.
Nobody will go down.
Unequivocally, no, they will not. And that was the last home game of the year, so we don't have to worry about that problem anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Just east of College Station, by the way.
Oh,
southeast of Waco is where it appears, Huntsville, Texas.
So in between Baylor and Texas A&M.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Winless.
North of Houston, just a hair north of Houston. Mm. So right in that sweet spot of Texas.
Yeah, well, there was the weekend for you.
Yeah, nice little weekend, everybody.
It was a nice weekend.
Nice little weekend.
It's a little odd. You kept teasing. I actually caught, because of the way my day broke out, I caught a lot of your pregame show.
Yeah, what'd you make of it?
Come hang out with us at Grand Central Bowl. We're not open for 2 hours. Coming up next, hey, come hang out with us at Grand Central Bowl. We're not open for 2 hours. Hey, coming up next, come hang out with us. Like,
there's a little miscommunication on what time they were opening on Saturday.
I could tell.
That I was not aware of.
I could tell.
I thought we got there and the doors were open. Doors were open for us, but they were not open for everybody.
I was a little worried, Swag. I was very worried, but it was all settled. I was in my car for about 35 full minutes of the pregame show, and I kept worrying. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's the weather and traffic? I need to know.
You got
to
have it.
Thankfully.
You got to have it.
I heard it at least 70,005 times.
It's going to be nasty out. Guess what? It's going to rain. It's going to rain in Iowa City.
Tell me the weather in Kinnick. I'm not there.
No.
I'm not going to be in it. I need the weather. Jeff Russ, what's the Kinnick weather?
I'll give it to you.
Partly cloudy.
Every 10 minutes.
Shower, 65% chance by kick.
Ba-da-dum. Now you know.
Breathe a sigh of relief.
Now you're educated.
I was worried. I didn't know the weather at Kinnick while I was in Clackamas, Oregon. I was very concerned about that.
This is why people tune into the pregame show, to be educated.
It was great. I enjoyed hearing your voice.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you did. Sounds like you enjoyed the show.
Anthony's a trooper, by the way. Coached a playoff game, and then he woke up to do the pregame show.
He had a late night on Friday night. They took care of Roosevelt in a shocking development. Well, Westland killed Roosevelt.
I was going to say, I don't know if it was
58-0.
Was it a late night? I think he started smoking a cigar at halftime.
Yeah, and then went out to, they always go out after the game. He got home at about 1:30, and then we're on the air at 8 a.m., baby.
He
turn and burn.
Jesuit this Friday.
They went out after the game?
They do every game.
Where does
he go? Coaches. They go to, I don't know, they go to a restaurant.
Coaches go.
The coaches all go out to a restaurant after the game. Okay. Grab a little beer. I don't know if they drink beer or have a coffee or whatever they do.
All right, well, we got a lot to get to today. It was a busy little sports weekend.
There was a lot of stuff.
I don't even know if we're going to talk about our Trailblazers today.
They played on Saturday.
Turns out the recipe for beating them is don't play any of your best players and then you can beat them.
It's usually the weird way that it works. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Lakers, Heat, doesn't matter. Find a way to lose.
The Magic going to sit Banchero tonight? Is that the plan?
I think at this point, the Magic need to do any and everything to just not look as bad as they do after trading 5 picks for Desmond Bane.
5 first-round picks for Desmond Bane.
It's not aging well, Bob.
No.
It's not aging well whatsoever.
No, it's not.
So we have a lot to get to today. Dirt and Sprague, it's good to be with you. We start diving into the weekend next. 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was show prepping yesterday, Dirt, and I saw a really funny tweet that I wanted to share with you. Somebody back in April tweeted, during an interview in December of 2024, actress Shailene Woodley said her relationship with Aaron Rodgers caused her to lose her soul, happiness, and joy in life as she felt depressed and was at the lowest point in her life because of him. They cite a People magazine interview. I don't know if that's actually accurate, but somebody quote tweeted and said, me after that first half.
What first half are we talking?
Last night.
Last night's first half? Yeah, dude. Not fun. Not enjoyable.
My wife and daughter, they see football because I'm like, it's constant. We got to watch more football.
More
right?
Football on TV.
Yeah. And yesterday I had this game on. I coincidentally got to only the halftime of my Premier League soccer team yesterday. So my only other chance to watch the second half was at kind of the same time.
Sure.
And so as the NFL game is on, my wife and daughter are like, why?
Why are we watching this?
And I go, 5-3 barn burner, man. 5-3 Sunday night football game.
Somebody had a great tweet when they kicked the field goal to go up 5-3. And it was essentially like, and L.A. hits a 3-run home run in the bottom of the fourth inning, and then it'll take a 5-3 lead into the top of the fifth. Like, what are we doing here, man? Something about just ugly football happening. We had that on Thursday night with the Denver game and just how ugly that was against the Raiders and no offense.
Oh, that one was bad.
I knew my team was going to play in one of these games, so I'm like, I'm already prepared for this, and I did not expect to see it on Sunday night. Although I did see somebody took a screen grab of this. Now, these aren't the end-all be-all. Like, there's more metrics that are involved in grading and analyzing how good or bad players are.
Mm-hmm.
But on NBC, when they do their starting lineups, so the players come on the screen.
Oh, and it shows the PFF
they
grades.
Give their PFF grade rank out of the positions in the NFL. And it was, so they're announcing the offensive line. Austin Deculus, I think is how you say his name. PFF rank at left tackle, 38 out of 38. Then we go to center Bradley Bozeman. You know how many centers? 36. You know what he's ranked? 36. 36 out of 36. Should we move over to the right side? You want to move over to Mekhi Becton at right guard? 36
sure.
out of 37.
Oh, really?
So, you know, not last, but okay. We're going in the right direction here.
Okay.
And then Trey Pipkins at right tackle is ranked 35 out of 36. Somebody took screen grabs of that of like, oh my God, Justin Herbert's going to die tonight. This is not going to be good.
And they still housed the Steelers.
And they still found a way to win. But God, that was an ugly football game.
Yeah, they got to him a couple times too.
They
five
absolutely
total
did.
Sacks.
They were in his kitchen all night, which the Steelers got a good defensive line. I figured that was going to be a rough night for him, and they somehow found a way to win it.
I don't know how Packers and Eagles is going to go tonight, if that's going to be points.
Please
and
be pretty. Please, I need a pretty football game.
I know it's going to be cold, but is there like snow or anything, or is it just cold?
I don't. The lineman and the golden kid for the Packers are questionable coming into this. Like, and I think the Eagles are missing their center. I'll ask you this though: how many games can you? I guess you're going to respond with the Super Bowl. How many games do you feel like you watch of the Eagles where you go, "Oh man, that was really fun."
Not a lot of them,
right? Like, it's kind of a grind it out.
Yep.
It's always in that 20 to 24 range. they have these bursts of greatness, and then they disappear for 2.5 quarters.
And then he'll throw,
and he'll throw one giant bomb to one of his, you know.
Smith or Brown.
Exactly.
And then, they'll just disappear. I would venture to say in college and the NFL, my theme takeaway of football this weekend was ugly. Just
a lot of ugly football.
I mean, honest to God, what is the equivalent in other sports of a 5-3 football score? It has to be like 45-51 third quarter NBA.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It has to be something just good. Yeah. God.
Like nobody can make a shot. Both teams are shooting sub 30% from three.
A 1-0 seventh inning game with one total hit in the whole. Like it was just
the run
baseball.
Was scored on a sack fly.
Yeah, and that was it. Yes. And it's not like it's a dominant pitcher where it's like he's but got the pitcher, 14 Ks.
Right.
No, just everybody's popping up and grounding
popping
out.
Up. Like, the pitchers have walked 3 or 4 guys, but nobody can move
one
them over.
One pitch at bats. Dude, just some ugly crap.
Yeah, a Greg Maddux special.
And 27 million people. People were sitting glued at the edge of their couches last night, like,
they were.
Oh, this is so good. And I just want to be like, go to therapy, man. 5-3.
Well, I was waiting doing like the show opens and stuff to see if something happened in that game. And I'm like, nope.
Not really, no.
Not really. No. I'm going to just, you know.
Had some long field goals, huh? How about 59-yard field goals? Does that do anything for you? Boswell and Dicker the kicker.
Dude, we got 12-3 halftime score.
Making some
the Dicker doinker was kind of fun.
The doink was solid. I love a good doink. The noise that a
when
doink
the
makes.
The doink is actually like,
boom.
Yes. You're like, yeah.
Everybody hears it. It's great. Can I give a hot take? I feel like that should be a point. That's impressive to do that from 55 yards out. You don't get three, but you hit the doink. It's a cool sound. I'll give you a point. 1 point.
What if they went half point?
I'm cool with
half point. What if it was like 11.5?
The team
to
wins 21.5-20 because they doinked the field goal. Guys can start aiming for the doink.
Cricket now? Yes! What are we doing?
What is Canada's got a weird thing where it's like if you kick a field goal
it's
out of the
rouge.
End zone.
It's called the rouge and it's 1 point and I don't
for the
know.
Other team, right? If you miss it and it goes through the end zone?
Something like that.
The other team gets a point.
So if you miss the field
goal
and it goes
and find this.
Past the end zone?
That's a Chris Berman special. He loved the rouge.
I'll be honest with you. I never thought about this before, but because of my love for doinks as well, I might be with you. If you gave a team
here?
1 point for, well, the
okay,
problem
here it
would
is.
Be...
So a field goal that made, obviously, is 3 points, and the ball is kicked through the uprights. If you miss a field goal and it lands in the opponent's end zone, but is not returned, that can result in 1 point for the kicking team. Right? No, that's AI.
No,
is that right? Is that
I
correct?
Think that's correct.
So if you kick it and it lands in the end zone, you still get a point, even if you miss it?
Yeah, if it's not returned.
Okay. Does it have to stop in the end zone?
And
or
it
just
can't
lands?
Go out of the end zone.
Yeah, I think so,
it ends in
you
the end
it's like got to be like a pooch. You got to kind of pooch it up in the air just in case you miss it.
Because their end zones are 25 yards deep.
And the field goals are in front of the end zone, right?
Yeah, they're at the goal line.
Yeah, so you got 20 yards behind it.
Okay, so you answer me this. Your team is in
we need to watch more CFL. CFL's just fun.
Wider fields, right?
Isn't that and it's 110 yards.
I saw a Canadian soccer goal this weekend. You see the bicycle kick in the snow?
I missed that one.
It randomly showed up on my algorithm. It was cool. It was like a 1 foot of snow. A guy had a corner kick, and he kicked a bicycle kick.
Soccer showing up in his algorithms?
It's because your dumb ass keeps talking about soccer. Every time I go on my search tab on Twitter, it's like Cristiano Ronaldo stuff. And I'm like, why
Shout
is this showing
thorns.
Up? Stop picking. I'm throwing my phone to the other side of the room. So it doesn't pick up your stupid Palace crap.
Big win. Nottingham Forest,
nobody
3-1
cares.
Over Leeds. We needed points. We needed the dub. Yeah. We got the international break.
Cares.
Liverpool next.
No one cares.
We desperately needed that.
Got your work cut
out. I'm going to do this as a poll question. What would you rather hear on the show? Swag talk about the Pilots or Sprague talk about soccer?
I'm okay. All right.
Well, I'm putting that up as a poll question right now.
Is this how you feel when we do this to you about the Pilots? Because I feel terrible right now.
Yeah.
How would you feel about the doink 1 point rule if your team lost on it?
It'd be brutal. Then I'd be against it. But if my team wins by it, I'm all for it. I just, doinks are cool. We need to celebrate them more than a sound.
I'm with you.
Like, the odds of that happening, because the field goal was not that wide. The post is very small.
Is it about a foot wide, the post?
No, God, no.
No, it's more
five inches, maybe?
7 inches or something?
No.
They said it's about
those posts are big,
the length of a dollar bill. Of a
No!
Yeah.
The roundness of the post?
Yeah. It's not a foot wide. That would be
It's not
ginormous.
5 inches. You know how thin 5 inches would look? You can see it from 60 yards away. I mean, you guys do know how. I assume.
I don't know how wide that is. No,
if
I can't
you
tell.
Put 5 inches on your television screen from 60 yards, people would laugh at you.
but it's yellow, so it stands out. That was the other thing in the Iowa game that blew me away. Why are they allowed to have such tiny field goals? They don't have
some colleges have tiny field goals.
I know. They don't have the tall ones.
Well,
remember the Nevada
boys?
You
should be mandated to have a taller post.
No, they're different from college to the NFL.
Do you remember the Nevada Boise game of Kaepernick years ago? Yeah, remember the kicker? We think he actually made it, but he missed it technically, so they lost.
The thickness or diameter of a field goal post typically ranges from 3 to 5.5 inches.
I don't believe you.
With variations based on the level of play. For example, NFL and college posts often use 5.5-inch diameter posts.
Well,
there you go.
I feel better high school uses to 4 to 4.5.
You got to feel better now.
I mean, it's yellow when it's thick, and it's, you know, it's just that makes it stand out.
But the thickness makes me think it's more than 5.
Well, it's just we're just talking, you know, the wideness.
Yeah, no,
you know, there's some girth
it.
To it. It's round.
Round.
It's deep.
Right.
It's just not that wide.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. From 55 yards out to hit 5.5-inch, well, I mean, that's impressive.
Matt Khalil.
That's like target shooting right there.
Absolutely.
That's not 2 Coke cans.
I'm with you until your team loses on it, and then I think it's the most devastating new rule
brutal,
to
yeah.
add to the sport.
And ever. We all hate it. That's the thing of like the new PAT. You love it until your team misses a PAT and that costs them the game. We're all fans of it until it impacts us. Mm. I would just say this because there's nothing really to take away from that game. It was horrible and ugly, and God, just please save us tonight, Packers, because they're really the only hope we have of a pretty game is if the Packers come out and play well. Herbert needs to be in the MVP conversation.
What? You saying that? I'm stunned.
I mean, he is the leading quarterback rusher in the NFL. He has been hit and targeted or hit and pressured more times than any quarterback in the league. He has more passing yards than anybody. He's near the top of the league in touchdown passes. He threw a massive late throw to Ladd McConkey that basically sealed the game. I just gave you the PFF ranks of 4 of his 5 starting offensive linemen last night. What was the outcome of the game?
25-10.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Are they 7-3?
Yeah.
Are they being basically single-handedly carried by one guy?
Did he have a 31.5 QBR?
Look, you want to tell me Stafford or Drake May or whatever? Like, that's fine. I'm not saying
we
he should be in
the... We can talk about that. My dad...
It is insanity that he is getting zero respect for the MVP right now.
We
he
can
is
talk
playing
about this.
Unbelievable football this year with all the injuries they've been through. They're 7-3.
Let's talk about the MVP, okay? Because there isn't... I think football-wise... I thought it was an ugly weekend in college and the pros. Like, and maybe you were on all fours in your living room because of field goal fest and snowy, rainy, cold... Iowa, but it was kind of ugly this weekend in football. We can talk about the MVP conversation coming up next. All right, 2 poll questions are up now at Dirt and Sprague. What would you rather hear more on the show, swag on the Pilots or me on Euro Soccer? RIP to our Timbers, by the way. That was a shellacking.
That was a tough one.
Tough one.
Tough one for the old Timbers.
And the other poll question is up. Should a kicking team get 1 point... for a field goal doink, yes or no? Both of those are at Dirt and Sprague.
Give me a point for a doink.
Mm.
Doink point.
Well, let's talk about the MVP in the NFL. It was a weird weekend in the National Football League. I kept getting updates on that Bills-Dolphins game, and I went, God, NFL football, man, there's just nothing like it. You can never account for what's going to happen week to week.
No, you cannot. They beat the Chiefs last week and then lay a total egg in Miami.
There was a lot. I mean, the Jags at Houston, you know, we've both kind of been saying the Panthers are not good, but oh my God, that game against the Saints, talk about just showing your fans never to believe.
I need to start bringing in a ruler to like whack myself on the hand for gambling on certain teams. Like, why did I have any faith in the Carolina Panthers? Why did I gamble on the Panthers? What was I thinking?
I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I was wondering aloud,
why did anybody stop me there? You're gambling on the Panthers? On the Panthers?
Why did both of you guys like...
What are we doing? Bryce Young's terrible. That team sucks.
Yeah, he's terrible.
That they were good at home. What happened to that?
Oh.
Are they the most fraudulent 5-5 team in the history of the NFL?
They're up there.
They have to be, right?
Yeah, they're in that conversation. That,
the Carolina Panthers are awful.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. So, my dad texted me because the German game was happening between the Falcons and Colts, which,
yes.
You know, as soon as that went to overtime, everybody and their mom was like, Colts are going to win this game because the Falcons will falcon.
Yep.
And they falconed. Jonathan Taylor was awesome in this game. He had over 200 yards on the ground. He is on track to beat his career high in yards, rushing yards in a season. He's on track for 1,900-plus yards.
Been dominant, man.
Daniel Jones had a good year, but the MVP of that team is clearly Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And my dad is like, why is he not getting more conversation? And I said, because it's a quarterback award. So if anything, he'll get the opoi and we'll move on. Who are your... Because you want Herbert in this conversation. You think he's deserving of it. Who would your 5 MVPs be if you could do a top five in the NFL?
Top five MVP guys for me. I don't even know if, like, right, what order, but I'll just give you the
five.
No,
you don't
names.
Need to give me an order, but who are the five players?
Jonathan Taylor has to be in it. He just has to.
I texted him. I think he should be right there in the conversation.
He's carrying the offense for one of the best teams in the NFL this year, and I hate that the award is turned into an only a quarterback award. It drives me nuts. There's times when there's not a quarterback that's deserving of winning it, and maybe that ends up being this year. Jonathan Taylor absolutely deserves to be in it. Matthew Stafford has now gone three straight weeks, I think, over 300 yards and three touchdowns. Like, he's just, they're torching everybody. He's got 25 TDs and two picks on the year. Like, where is this coming from a guy who looked banged up, and maybe this is the end of his career last year, too.
Taking epidural shots in his back in the preseason.
We thought he was going to be done, wasn't going to play. Remember, that was a whole conversation in August. He's got 25 TDs and two picks.
I basically gave him up for nothing in my fantasy league.
Ouch.
He was averaging 9 points a game.
They're red. Talk about red hot rolling right now. Man.
Now he's like a lock to give you 20-plus every weekend in fantasy.
I think he's the only quarterback in the league who's done like three straight weeks of 300 yards and three TDs and no picks in three straight games or something like that. Drake May, who has been hit a ton, but his numbers are outstanding in the way that they're playing. They got another big win.
That win yesterday.
Like, that was huge for them. I am going to throw Herbert into that conversation. When you're talking about value, right, the most valuable player in the league, there's not many quarterbacks in the NFL that would have this Chargers team at 7-3. He has single-handedly carried them to certain wins. Their top two running backs have both been out essentially the entire year. They're now playing some guy that nobody heard of 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gadsden, who was this new weapon for them. What happened to him last night?
He just got hurt. They got evaluated his knee.
He's got the worst offensive line in the NFL. He's been pressured more than anybody. He's been hit more than anybody, and he is still doing it week in and week out. Oh, by the way, basically leading his team in rushing, and had some massive runs again last night. And so the numbers don't necessarily jump off the page, but we're talking value, like number two in the NFL in passing yards, 19 touchdowns on the year. He has carried them offensively, and I would firmly put him in there. And then after that, it would become a question of...
It's tough, man. After that, it's
tough.
Can
I give you... Like, I think Mahomes is having a really good year this year.
I was going to probably
put
Mahomes
in there. And I'm okay putting
him
into that category.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy that I'm going to throw in at number five in my MVP Big Five, top five, if you will, Big Five Sports.
I know who you're going to say.
JSN.
Oh, dude.
The guy's got over 1,000 yards.
Yes.
Had another massive game this weekend. He is on pace to break the single-season record for wide receivers. Like... They're in the Northwest. We're not paying attention to it. But what happened? Opening drive of the game. What was it? Let's lob one up into double coverage. Guess who catches a touchdown pass?
I was literally just thinking about this during the break. And we don't, you know, sometimes we talk about what we're going to get to next, but sometimes we don't. And I know Darnold's the big one, and it's the position, right? Like, you want to say position. He's 71% completion percentage. He's 2,200 yards. He's a 9.9 yard average, like 17-6 in touchdowns to interceptions. Darnold's having a great year. This is not to poo-poo Sam Darnold. But I'm with you. I think, much like Taylor, I think their MVP is JSN. Every time Darnold throws to him, it's either a please catch this or a, oh my God, he's 15 yards away from the nearest defender.
Yeah.
And again, that award's never going to go to a receiver. I don't know when the next running back will see win it. For me, their offensive MVP is JSN. And Darnold's having a great year. You should be totally happy with that. But I was going to say, I think JSN is their MVP more than Sam Darnold, but we also know how that award goes. So I think the right answer is probably Mahomes, but also, despite the loss, I just, like, what is Tampa if it's not Baker Mayfield?
Well, he's in the same category as Herbert for me, yeah. I'm totally fair. The list is longer than five. That's the difficulty of naming
five.
Did
you see his play at the end? I mean, they were probably not going to win this game, and I think it was the ultimate, like, deciding factor of it was a change in turnover. It was fourth down. He rolled out. Nobody picked up the defensive lineman for the Patriots. Gets right into Baker's face. Baker rolls out. Then is bottled up. The camera angle makes it look like he's sacked. And all of a sudden, he just emerges and flips it over his head to Rashad White.
He's had a lot of plays like that.
And they didn't
pick
it up. But, like, you're just like, oh, my God. How did you even get the ball out to try to get a first down there? I know they lost. I know he won't win it. But I would consider Mahomes or Baker probably my fifth there.
Yeah, and I think Baker, and when you're talking about value, right, like, there's guys who have had unbelievable years this year, and the stats might bear it out that they end up winning the MVP, but we're also looking at most valuable. And
he's missed multiple weeks of Evans, Godwin, and Egbuka. He has 2,100 yards.
Bucky Irving's been out for four or five weeks. Gone,
and he's had 16 touchdowns and two picks.
They are the NFC-AFC version of themselves, and if you took them off of their teams and you rotated any middle-of-the-road quarterback into that situation, the team is well below 500 and looking forward to what spot are we going to draft in April. That's how bad both of those teams have been banged up, and both of them are in the heat of one of them to win their division. The other one's still alive in their division, but also to make the playoffs because of what they're getting at quarterback.
Here's the funniest one, too. He's not going to win it because I think it's probably too little too late, and other guys have established themselves. Have we not just seen, like, last 2 weeks, the value of Lamar?
Yeah.
I mean, my God. They now look terrifying. Their defense was giving J.J. McCarthy nightmares for most of that game.
Hey, what about what happened to Nine this weekend? I thought he was, what happened to Alter Ego? Did Nine, what happened to Nine?
They couldn't run the ball. I'm actually going to give Nine a little bit of a pass. I didn't think he played that horrifically.
Sub 50 completion percentage.
He threw some bad picks. One of those.
Just
he got
balls
kind of
7 yards off target for the majority of the game, but you know.
They didn't run the ball.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
First and longs. Got it. Don't bring Nine. Yeah, into
okay.
This.
How
bring
dare
Nine
I?
Down right
how,
now.
How dare I criticize Nine? How dare I? First loss in his NFL career.
No.
What?
Wasn't he 2-1?
I don't know.
Going into this, I think he was 2-1.
I think he played against Chicago, and then maybe I'm missing a game in there.
I think he had a stinker in there.
Clunker in there?
Yeah, okay. I think so. But yeah, I think it's JSN for the Seahawks, and then. Probably Mahomes or Baker for me. I think we largely agree with the top five.
Yeah, it's an interesting award this year. I hope that we don't just give it to a quarterback to give it to a quarterback.
But we're going to. If New England keeps us up, it's going to be Drake May, right?
Well, I would argue if Stafford keeps us up, it should be him. Like, if his numbers continue on this pace, he'll have MVP numbers.
The problem with Stafford, not the problem, but the thing with Stafford is, like, this isn't surprising anybody. And his coach is a Super Bowl winner, whereas Vrabel's a good coach. Vrabel's never won the Super Bowl, and New England was terrible. How many wins did they have last year?
They were a bad football team, man. They were top 10 draft pick.
And now he's third in passing yards. He's got 19 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Yeah, and he's been hit a ton, too.
Unbelievable. Yep. But I'm with you. Herbert should get more noise for that. Because if it wasn't Herbert, the Chargers wouldn't win a game.
No, they'd be 2-9, whatever the record, 2-10, whatever they'd be right now.
One more. I want to get to something that stuck out to me over the weekend that I think you would quite enjoy, and then we'll dive into Oregon's big win at Kinnick. So we'll get to that coming up next during Sprague 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How about this stat? Tuesday's usually NFL Factoid Tuesday. So I'm going to ruin one here for you on a Monday. By the way, Ducks get the win in Kinnick. Got some reaction from Duck fan. Great atmosphere, great environment. Look wet, look cold, little windy. I didn't see much snow. That looked like it was more in the Wisconsin-Washington game than it was Iowa-Oregon.
Notre Dame-Navy had a little snow, too,
Saturday
night.
Yeah, they had some snow.
Night.
There was some snow football going around. Chicago got it yesterday against the Giants.
It's a perfect amount. Didn't really impact the game, but you see little white flakes coming down. It's like, that looks good.
We got a nice surprise just before kick of guys not going to play for Oregon. Yeah, so we'll get into the Oregon-Iowa game coming up here at the top of the hour. We're going to talk with Landon Tangwall as well, our good guest we had on a few weeks ago. He's going to hop on with us today at 8 a.m. for the Daily Ticker. 8:15, did I say 8
I think you said 8:15.
8:15, that's
what
right.
I put in the show tease, at least.
Okay, thank you. 8:15, Landon Tangwall will hop on. We'll talk some Big Ten college football with him. Here's a fun NFL stat for you. Justin Herbert is 39-13 lifetime when his defense allows less than 27 points in a game.
Less than 27.
Justin Herbert is 27-3 lifetime when his defense allows less than 20 points in a game.
That's pretty good, Bob. It's pretty good. For the early part of his career, he had one of the worst defenses in the NFL year in and year out.
So 66-16 when it's sub 27 points in a football game.
It's a pretty good record there.
It's
That's
unbelievable.
Not like saying, hey, when the defense holds him under 7 or under 10 or under 14,
right.
Under 27 to be 20 games above 500. It's insanity, man. Like, I get that some people get tired of the feeling like we're making excuses for him, and there's uncertainly a bias when it comes to this area talking about Herbert for me, because I'm rooting like hell for the guy. He's a local kid. He's a star quarterback in the NFL, and I want him to succeed. I probably watch more Charger snaps than any other NFL team this year for rooting interest purpose. Like, he is carrying them. He is all that they have at times on offense, and it's been really fun to watch. He's having a great year this year.
Yeah, I tend to think the reaction to, like, I know where Paul... I don't think you need to defend it. I just... We can disagree on things in football, and some of us think we know more about the sport than others. How do you watch that happen and what the LA Chargers have been for most of our adult lives? I'm going to be 39 in December. You're just a couple years younger. How are we going to watch the Chargers and what they've largely been most of our adult lives and say that, like, this is overhyped or over-talked about? It's not. It's fairly obvious if you have a working brain. The dude is an absolute stud.
Yeah.
And if they can ever be healthy and get a couple more things there, like, you know, a stellar wide receiver.
Sure.
They might be able to do it. They might be able to knock off some of the juggernauts of that conference, which have largely been Buffalo, Baltimore, and obviously Kansas City has reigned supreme.
Yeah, still in third place in the division, ironically, although they got a big game against Denver next weekend.
They do, and I'm looking forward to that game. Sunday next weekend, Rams and Seahawks. Like,
that's a fun game next weekend.
We got
man.
Some fun slates coming up here in week 11 of the NFL, but I don't think you need to defend the Herbert stuff anymore, man. It's like...
Yeah. That's fair.
It's not even a duck thing for me. It's just if he was doing this in a different uniform or he was a Charger but he wasn't a duck, I still think we should be talking about, like, hey, that guy's really effing good, and the minute anything gets settled there, I'm going to tend to just say, yeah, I'm not going to question how good he is.
I mean, that was the whole part about hiring Harbaugh, right? Like, you finally felt like he had a competent head coach for the first time in his career. And ironically, what happened? They made the playoffs and he had a really good season. And now they're doing it again. Like, that yesterday's win, when you combine their win with what happened in the Houston-Jacksonville game, which, dear God, Jacksonville, how does that happen to you to get outscored 26 points, 26-0 in the fourth quarter?
That one was tough.
They
man.
Got the next 2 weeks, you got the Jags. Speaking of which, the Chargers play the Jags and then the Raiders in the back half of the schedule. Is relatively easy. Like, they got a very good chance now of making the playoffs. And if you tell me that with all the, they lose Slater in training camp, you don't even get him. They've had Joe Alt play, what, two games, three games, barely played at all. The other tackles, so your two stalwart tackles are both out for the year. You tell me they end up making the playoffs, man, that is a great year for the Chargers.
Duval.
Ooh, buddy.
Kind of find myself rooting against that guy.
I kind of do too, yeah.
I don't like his face.
I don't like Trevor Lawrence either. I don't like his face. I don't like just the look.
What a turn on this show. You and anti-Lawrence now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Turn heel.
Ducks get the road at Iowa. It's a little ugly, but they do it nonetheless and shorthanded. We'll kick off the second hour with that. Oregon's win against the Hawkeyes. Dirt and Sprague, Hour 2. 105.1 The Fan of the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.